Hey guys, it's been a while since I recorded anything, and a lot has changed since 2019. No longer 32, 34 now. And I'm going to put out an episode that I actually started recording back in 2019. I still think it'd be really relevant for what's going on now. So I'm looking forward to you guys listening to it. You'll hear it as if it's a first person perspective because I was recording it as I was going through it. I'm no longer going through that, thank God. But I still wanted to share that episode with you because I think it would really help somebody else out. So sit back and enjoy the episode. Thanks. Hello everybody and welcome to 32 Now What. I'm your host Shynika. And I'm happy to be back. I've had a couple people ask me about where I've been and why I haven't put out some episodes. So happy to see that, you know, my family and friends are caring and listening to these recordings. So I think and I love all of y'all about your feedback and tuning in to my podcast. And this episode will actually go over about what's been going on with me and why I have not been putting out episodes. So if you pay attention to the title, this episode is about depression. And I wanted to put out this episode because a lot of people go through this and it's not talked about a lot. And you may not know the signs of depression in your family and friends. I know with my friends, you know, they thought I was just really, really stressed and I had to actually, you know, face it and admit to them like, no, this ain't sadness. I think I'm past the just sadness or just the stress point. I am actually depressed. Like, I looked up the signs and I'm like, this is me. So now what do I do to get out of this? So anybody who knows me knows that I am a massage therapist, full-time, as well as I'm a full-time travel agent, as well as I have my own custom t-shirt, wine, glass business as well. But things have really, really gotten extremely slow, and I have never been this slow. And it scared me, and it put me into a form of depression. Now, don't get me wrong. Excuse me. I absolutely know that prayer does work because I'm able to sit here and talk with you right now as the new person who came out of the storm of depression and is now seeing a light at the end of the tunnel. So trust me, I did pray my way through this. But for other people, it may not be that easy for you, or you may not feel like there's that light at the end of the tunnel coming anytime soon, but just hold on. It's coming. But I just wanted to go over the 10 most common signs of depression for people who may not know. So these are signs that you can look for your family and friends that may not openly admit to it, but are actually going through depression. Because I can tell you, I put on a good face this past month. A lot of people wouldn't have known that I was going through anything, because I still, when I stepped outside this house, I walked around with a cheerleader smile on all the time. You would have never known I was laughing, I was joking. But once I got behind the four walls of my house is when the true signs started showing. So the first sign is persistent sadness, which is the most common. And what it is that the person who's depressed may experience a sense of hopelessness that makes it difficult to see the good in life. This feeling makes it difficult to carry out meaningful activities due to overwhelming feelings of worthlessness and hopelessness. So, yes, when I realized that my schedule was not where I wanted it to be, that sadness started. Crying started, sadness started. I felt like I had a whole house sitting on my shoulder and had no way of figuring out how to get it up off my shoulders and to move it. So if you're noticing that somebody is constantly sad, it's nothing wrong with, you know, tapping them on the shoulder, giving them a hug. You wouldn't believe how much a hug means to somebody. Trust me, it means the world. Just getting a hug helped my soul so much. So if it's nothing more than you give somebody a smile, you give somebody a hug, or you just let them know that I just wanted to check on you, trust me, it will mean the world to them, because it'll make it feel like they're not alone, and that you may understand what they're going through. The second sign is self-loathing. And it says, people who are depressed often turn their misery inwards. They might doubt that they can do anything right and often critical of themselves. Yes. So with all this going on, I doubted whether I was doing the right career. And I love what I do. And it's for the first time in 32 years, these past 3-4 years that I have been in the massage industry, I have loved it. I love my clients. You know, it's a healing process for me and them. I can talk to a lot of my clients about anything. They can talk to me about anything. And I feel like when we both walk out of that room, a whole weight has been lifted off of our shoulders. And I can't tell you how much it means to me to see some of my regular clients and be able to talk to them about what's going on. And they can give me some insight, because some's older than me, some's younger than me. So it's different age groups, different backgrounds, and you get perspectives from different people, and it's actually great. The next sign would be loss of interest in all activities. So it's a lack of focus, can make tasks difficult, leading to reduced performance, which brings the person back to a negative self-thought process. So I knew something was wrong when one of my clients asked me if I was okay. And I said, yeah, I'm fine. Why? And she was like, don't get me wrong, your massage is good today, but it's not the same. I feel like something's off. You're not you right now. And I had to take a step back and say, you know what? I have been a little sad lately, but I'm trying to work through it. And she let me know that she would pray for me, and I greatly appreciated it. But that was the first time I actually knew that it wasn't just inner me feeling it, but I was physically outpouring that negativity out of me also. And like I said, I thought I was having a great face on. We were laughing. We were joking like we normally do. And to hear her say, yeah, but your massage is just not the same. And it was just a light bulb went off. And I'm happy she said something to me. Another sign is irritability and isolation. I was irritable because, I just felt like there was no relief coming whatsoever. I was just going to be down. I was going to be in the hole. And I didn't know how I was going to dig myself up out of it. And isolation, I didn't really isolate myself too much. When I got home, I was. But like I said, when I was out and about with people, you would have never knew I was depressed. I had my big girl smile on. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm fine. I'm happy. I'm Nika. I'm me. Like, there's nothing wrong with me being me. So, just know if you're somebody who's usually bubbly and wanting to be around, if they start making excuses about not wanting to hang out, not wanting to do stuff, that may be a sign that something seriously is going wrong. So definitely check on them. The next one is anxiety. Now, I've never had anxiety until this now, especially when I was reading about what anxiety is. And it's low self-worth can lead to anxiety. In fact, almost half of people with depression also experience anxiety. And it says a person with depression might often worry about his or her personal or professional future. And I did. Once again, like I said before, I questioned whether I was supposed to be a massage therapist. After my client told me that it just wasn't the same, I thought maybe it was time to give my passion up. I even started looking into other jobs that I knew I was going to be miserable at, but I knew it would pay the bills. But I knew I wasn't going to be happy. And I can give you a little secret. When I'm not happy with a job, I get what I call my 3-year itch. At my third, going into my third year or after my third year, I'm finding reasons to quit a job and look for something else. I can't stay at a job I do not like past 3 years. So most of my jobs have been 3 years out of there. This is how I knew I loved what I was doing, because I actually made it past 3 years, and I'm not trying to find a scapegoat except for when I was going through the depression. That's when I was trying to find my out for this business, because I was looking at it as, yeah, you can love what you do, but you need the money, girl. So anxiety is a big factor in depression. They work hand in hand. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode as much as I enjoyed making it for you and being open and honest, as I usually am with anything on my podcast. You know, anybody who listened to me knows that I don't really hold back with anything. And I have some really great and exciting episodes that I will be having coming up soon that I cannot wait to share with you guys. So stay tuned. Thank you. God loves you. I love you. Peace out.